Blog Talk Radio.
You're bigger than the problem. know the devil. I know he's an opposer. So he's not going to tell me the truth. So anytime the devil tells me I'm not something, I always say I am that. Anytime the devil tells me I am something, I always say I'm not that. I know that God is bigger.
welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. This is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and shall be glad in it. Well, I pray that this Sunday you will have a blessed Sunday as you worship the Lord and as you give him what's due to him, as Psalms 100 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord, he is good. So I want to greet you in that name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, and welcome you to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. I pray that today will be your blessed day as you worship God.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman. Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave. But unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
I get some help in the house. All right. Anybody remember these kind of songs? See, I got a few on this side that already picked it up. Play it again. Let me see what y'all got. Listen. I'm a soldier.
I'm a soldier.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. On this Sunday morning, as we are on our way to church, or are we going to be looking at church on internet or TV, it's time to praise the Lord. Sunday Morning Medley. That was a great song. One of those old songs that we all used to sing years ago. And the good thing about it, those songs never lose their value. Well, let me just invite you to, when you need prayer, to call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line. Well, the prayer line is always open to pray for you when you're going through. If you get a problem, God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. It doesn't matter what you're going through today. Remember, you can always call the prayer line. That telephone number is 803-766-0335. That's 803-766-0335. You can always call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line. We are here to pray for you and believe God for your miracle, because we know, according to the word of God, the Bible said, if we ask anything in his name, he said that he would do it. Well, we ask him, believing that you're going to receive. So as you call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line, we're here because we care about you, and we're going to ask God on your behalf and see God move for you. Again, that telephone number is 803-766-0335. Also, if you get a testimony on this Sunday morning, give me a call right here at the radio station. The telephone number for our live remote is 516-666-9901. 516-666-9901. I love to hear some testimonies of people that love God and that God has done something for them. As the scripture says, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony.
I've got a new song for all of the praisers. Are you ready? People of every nation, every color and creed, from ocean to ocean, let's join together as one great church with one great praise.
Forever with power.
Greater than all.
You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Yes, God, great God. We know that God is a great God, and He is worthy to be praised. As the scripture tells us, oh, that men will praise the Lord for all of His mighty acts according to men. You know, God does great things for us all the time. And we ought to give God what's due to Him. This is why we set aside on one day of the week where we come. Now, we worship God every day, but Sunday is set aside where we just, from our busy schedule, come and sit down and hear the word of God through the man of God, the woman of God, and not only to hear, but to be a doer of what you hear. And it doesn't matter if you're home looking at it on the internet or on TV. I pray that when you hear the word, you grab hold to it, receive the word, and then go and do what it says. The Bible says, don't be hearers of the word only, but be doers of the word. Well, I think I'm going to go into my inspirational message about right now. Today we call Sunday. Sunday morning, a day of worship, a day of giving God what's due to Him. And I want to encourage you on this day that God sees all. Somebody say, God sees all. Yes, the Bible says that He sees everything we go through in life. And not only does He see everything that we go through in life, but whatever your goals in life is, whatever your plans you desire to have for your life. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, the Bible says, I know the plans I have for you. That's the first thing, to know that God knows the plan that He has for you. Now, you notice He says, I know I have the plans for you. I have plans for you. Now, He didn't say that your plans was going to be the one. No, He said, I know the plans I have for you. God has plans for you. Now, a lot of times our plans and God's plan don't line up sometimes. I mean, we just be honest. Sometimes we want to do things, and sometimes we want to go places. And sometimes we want stuff. A lot of times, sometimes it's not God's will for us to have it. Or it might not be the time for you to have it. You know, the Bible tells us about waiting on the Lord. And that's one of the hardest things most people can do, is they don't know how to wait on God. We want everything when we ask God for something, we want it just like that. And sometimes God don't give it to us like that. So God knows the plans He has for us. God has plans for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. God has future plans for you. But now here we go. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 4 and 5 tells us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways to acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our path. The question that I'm asking you this morning is this. Whatever your plans you have for yourself, whatever your desire that you desire God to do for you, is it in God's plan? Somebody said, well, I don't really know. Then you need to find out, because as I read Proverbs, the third chapter, the fifth and sixth verse, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. but all your ways to acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So you want God's direction. You don't want to do nothing just because you want to do it. You know, one thing I've learned, that when you get God's plan, your future will be more brighter when you get his plan. When you get God's plan, he will lead you and guide you in the way in which you should go. But you get to say yes to his plan. Now, the good thing about God, the plans that he has for you is to prosper you. God get better plans than you get for yourself. Hey, glory. I hope somebody's listening to me by the way of internet radio. God has special plans for your life. His plan is for you to prosper. His plan for you to have good success. In 3 John 2 says, beloved, I pray above all things that thou mayest prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prosper. What does that mean? God want us not only, it says, I want all things to go well for you. I want you to accomplish. I want you to succeed in life. See, God wants you to accomplish things. God wants you to have great success in your future. But your future depends on this, your knowing God's plan for your life. What is God's plan? Well, if you want to know God's plan for your life, if there are things that you've been asking God for and you don't understand why you haven't received it, because maybe it's not the time. It doesn't mean it ain't for you. It just maybe it's not the time right now. You know, learn how to wait on God. Wait on the Lord, the Bible says, and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen our heart. He says, wait, I say, on the Lord. So my encouraging word to you is get God's plan for your life, because when you get God's plan for your life, he calls the blessings that come upon you according to Deuteronomy chapter 28. And verse 6 tells us, and let me just read the first verse. The Bible says, if thou should hearken unto the voice of the Lord and to observe all that thou have command, that thou have command, this day shall these blessings come upon you and overtake you. So you want the blessing to overtake you. The Bible says you will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. That's the kind of future you want. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 6, the Bible says the Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They will come out against you one way and shall flee 7 ways. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 7. Listen to what the word of God says. If you listen to these commands of the Lord, your God, that I am giving you today, and if you carefully obey the Lord's will, so you want God's will, he will make you the head and not the tail, and always on top and never on the bottom. See, in your future, you want to be always on the top and never on the bottom. You want to be the head and not the tail. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 13, you will lend to many nations, but you will never need to borrow from them. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12. God says, in your future, I want you to be the lender to many nations and never to be the borrower. Now, let me tell you, God's plan for you is a bright one. God's plan for you is a very successful one, but you got to know what is his plan for my life. My encouraging word for you to find out what God's plan is to get on your knees and seek the face of God. I didn't say pray, I said seek. The word seek means to find. You ever lost something and you didn't give up until you found it? Well, that's what I'm talking about. You seek the face of God in prayer, and you don't stop until you find the answer that you're looking for. Lord, what is your plan for my life? And be honest with you, I rather have God's plan. Now, You can pray and ask God, Lord, it's, I have plans. I desire to do this and that. Is it your will for me to do it? See, when you love somebody, you want their directions. See, the Bible says the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth. All you got to do is ask the Holy Spirit. He'll lead you. He'll guide you in the way into your future and the plans God has for you. So things might not be going the way you wanted to go. And you might be going through so many things that it has been hindering your plan for your future. But remember, God is on the throne. He is your Jehovah Jireh. He is the one who sees and the one who shall provide. And whatever financial problem that you have, well, I don't have the money. I thought I had money for, I was going to do it for my near future thing that I.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Let's take it up one more time. Every praise. worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
You are there.
It's here. The healer is here. Bring all your hurts, bring all your pain. Oh, the healer is here. Somebody needs to know. That he can. Oh, yes.
That Jesus heals you.
And I know that.
And you'll never have,
to feel this way
again.
Somebody's been hurting deep down inside. But I come to tell you tonight.
That Jesus heals you.
And you'll never.
And you'll never.
Worshippers. I mean the one that really loves that glorious name of Jesus. He has all power in his hand. And come on, we're going to sing about it right now. Clap your hands with us. Say it like this. There is a name.
There is a name.
It's a glorious name.
A glorious name that I
adore. And you know what it deserves?
It's deserving our praise.
He deserves all of our praise because he's done marvelous things. We tell him no name,
no name
is greater. Come on, say it, y'all. Do y'all believe that? One day they're going to bow. And your power will remain. Thank you, Jesus. Say it again. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. He will do what? He'll protect.
You
show your strength.
You show your strength.
You're the all-powerful,
you
all-knowing God.
Power.
Now the word says heaven and earth.
Heaven and earth.
They're all going to pass away.
They will all pass away.
Hey, y'all, but here's the good news. But it's your name, Jesus.
But it's your name.
It's not going to waver. And it's not going to change.
Worshiper
in here, but put your hands together.
He has all power.
and all that he's done for you. Your soul's got to cry out. Your soul's got to praise him. So come on, y'all, sing it like this. It's true. Like no other. And y'all, it come on.
You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, she's intentional, never failing. All things are
working for my good.
Cause she's intentional. And it's never failing.
Never failing.
All things are working for my good.
He's intentional.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel? Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help, keep...